You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning into this clip of South Philly Sauce. You can catch us twice a week in the NHL regular season on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Florida Panthers once again become the Stanley Cup champions, a late game and truthfully not much of a game at all. It was an unbelievable performance, a domination by the Panthers. And truthfully, when Edmonton won in South Florida, I thought Edmonton won the series when they came back 3-0 after that first period, came back in the second period. I thought, okay, Connor McDavid and the Oilers, they won the series coming back in that game. And it was anything but that. It's incredible to see what the Panthers have done.
Yeah, it's incredible to go back-to-back in any sport, this sport especially. But even though I thought Edmonton was going to win this series because I thought they would kind of learn their lesson, like take control, as you said, look like, okay, They got a big win. They're gonna change everything. Momentum's gonna be in their favor. But Florida never let them get momentum. And even though they've got McDavid and Draisaitl, you can't keep coming from behind. Florida just smothers you. And it was amazing how little time McDavid and Draisaitl were able to control the play because Florida just forechecked the heck out of them. Man, it was really an impressive season and series by the Panthers. I mean, I know people are going to jump all over the Oilers and what they got to do, whatever, but I'll tell you, that Florida team, they got something, and it's beyond just talent. I mean, you know, they've got really good talent, but not like Draisaitl and McDavid. They just played, what's the word, dogs? they were just dogs the whole time. And that's hard to do from start to finish, especially when you won it before. So, Ashton, I think what you see with that team, in addition to the way they play, the goaltending, obviously, the great general manager, whatever, I think you see just remember when Tortorella in Philly would say it all starts with in hockey, you call it the room?
Yeah.
I really think what you see with Florida is the room. You see a culture, as they say, and it's not a cliche. When you win a Stanley Cup and you've got guys like Marchand and Barkov and, you know, the Bobrovsky, and you hand the Stanley Cup off to the guys that have never won it before, mm-hmm. And that really tells you something on the, quote, culture in a locker room, that this is everybody's equal in this thing. It was really, really an impressive thing. I mean, I know it's in Florida and, like, you know, it's not hockey country, so to speak, even though Tampa and Florida sort of rule the roost lately, but they really that is a hockey culture. I never saw the day where I think like Pink Pony Club would be the hockey song, but whatever it takes to get the group together, fine with me, because they really had it all together.
Yeah, the locker room post game was such a cool team. People think like, oh, it doesn't mean as much, like they've already won it. You watch stuff like that and it means, if not more.
Oh yeah, it's like that. And you look at what they brought in, Ashley, you look at the kind of player like Tkachuk, they bring him in. God knows. I mean, Marchand was out of control in this thing. 37 years old, whatever he is, to come in and play. They really did a good job of guys who came in and just fit in, or they were made to sort of blend in or fold into their group there. And it was really it was impressive. You look at their fourth liners. I don't think combined they make $3 million. and they go out there and it doesn't matter. Like there's no sense of like a $10 million player. And now with free agency, who's going to stay or whatever, but it's just, it's means zero when they hit the ice. It was a good win for hockey. I think you can make the argument, it'd be nicer if it was in Philly or Chicago or whatever, but whatever, it's just a great story in fitting people together. And that's what they did in Florida. And I don't know if you can, I don't know if you can follow that blueprint. It was just done so perfectly.
Yeah. Well, that's the question is the Panthers definitely have this blueprint, right? They drafted so well, they have some depth, they bring in a couple of superstars. And I think people ask a lot about the Flyers and like, is it time to bring in a star, like Martian? I think as a whole, when you look at the Panthers, they're a much more deeper team right now than where the Flyers stand.
Yeah, it's a real hard blueprint because, you can say the draft, which obviously you want to build through a draft because of money situation. But look at all the players that they brought in. I mentioned Tkachuk and Marchand and Bobrovsky and the guys they traded for. Key guys that you knew were going to be an integral part of this thing too. And not just a certain type of player. They're tough. I mean, people in Philly might say that's the kind of hockey you want, real hardcore, real physical hockey. But look at the skilled players they have with them, and then when I get a Reinhardt, I mean, Bill Zito, who again for Flyers fans, like why wasn't he here in the previous regime? Why wasn't he the guy that got hired here? It's like, well, I mean, he's done a great job of that, and that's what the Flyers have to do. If you want to look at a blueprint, you go get your draft choices, whatever. But look at guys that will come in and fit and know that they're better players than what they're playing with the team that they're with, or that they're at the end of a run with their team or whatever. They're not at that point yet, but boy, I'll tell you, and it's a great sort of blueprint. And it's also, again, we have a situation where a guy gets hurt at the end of the year, and he can fit people like Seth Jones and Marchand in. I mean, it's a loophole that the league may have to close in terms of salary cap. But it's like, okay, we can go get people at the end. The Flyers aren't in that spot right now, but I think when you look at it, when you look at everybody wants to know who the Flyers going to bring in, you better bring in guys that really very quickly adapt to the situation you're in. It's why when they bring in somebody last year and Eric Johnson, it's like he fits. It's like, okay, that's what you want to see. Guys that come in and fit. They're not at that stage, but I think you see also, let's go out and in addition to the draft, this is why it's going to be a big year for the Flyers. Let's go out and get some people that can kind of lead the way here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.